This podcast replay is brought to you by Vape and Smoke Shop in West Pines. Mention the Big O Show. Get 10 to 20% off the entire store. Call them 954-613-3367 or visit on social media at VSS West Pines.
All right! We are ready to rock. We are ready to roll. Coming to you live, baby, from VSS West Pines, like we do every Wednesday here on the show, hanging out with the boys. You want your THC? Come on out. You want your CBD? Come on out. You want to get a hookah pipe? Come on out. You want to get a water pipe? Come on out. All right, whatever you're looking for, the e-juice, all of that stuff, man. And could you, anyway, also... So, Justin, we're going to have some fun out here for a couple of hours. It's a big Wednesday, you know, obviously, because we've got the Heat in action. We're looking for a trifecta tonight, right? Marlins only a couple wins away from the playoffs. So we need a Marlins win. We need a Heat win. And we need an Inter-Miami win tonight, right? I mean, it's a full night. I mean, it's almost like we're ODing on sports, right? After 4 months of in our houses, not socializing, and you know, we're still kind of still kind of quarantining, obviously still, but life is slowly but surely opening back up again, and sports obviously is full blown right now, which is what we all wanted. But it almost feels like we're ODing on sports now, right? Because the one thing that I got to say, as much as I'm so happy that that sports are going on, I will admit that there's a part of me that it's a lot. It's a lot to keep up with. It's a lot to have to, like tonight I'm watching, you know, tonight I'm at the Inter-Miami game, watching that game, calling that game, obviously, because we do the pre, half, and post, and the boys will be, you know, Witty and Thomas and Fernando will be calling the game. So we'll be obviously focused on that. Hopefully a winning streak starts, which would be another first for Inter-Miami. But at the same time, I'm going to be watching the Marlins. I mean, I got to root for the kids to make the playoffs. They only need a couple wins. I think it's like 3 wins. They get in and they got a shot, right? Obviously, Philadelphia took a couple hits yesterday, too. That was good in the whole thing. And so Miami is more than alive. And then obviously we've got, you know, I would not label it a must win or anything like that. But it's one of those win. It's a really important win for the Miami Heat tonight if they can get it and take that commanding 3-1 lead, which would be just a beautiful thing if they're able to do that. And so it's just I don't know how you guys are reacting to all of this of getting bombarded, because you really can't pay attention to one sport. You can't pay attention to all of them is what I'm saying. So you're missing something from the Marlins, maybe from Inter-Miami. Now, some of you out there, you're going to watch the Heat and you don't really care what happens with the Marlins or Inter-Miami because you're not baseball or soccer fans. But guys like me, guys like him that are like all sports fans, we kind of want to watch everything and kind of keep up with it. And it's tough, man. It is tough. I got to tell you, I mean, I'm glad that we've got it back and I'm glad we've got sports everywhere, but it is a little bit of an OD right now. We are overdosing on it. And it's really, in other words, you know, the sporting world had to catch up. But as human beings, it's really hard for us to keep up with everything, especially when we're constantly having these kind of nights where we have multiple games going on. Now, listen, I'm not complaining because, you know, I'm glad we have it. But I do feel like it's my job. But as you guys as fans out there, it's almost like a job for you guys, too, trying to keep up with everything going on. Your head is spinning, dude. And I mean, tonight, Sixto Sanchez is on the mound tonight. That's must-see TV, dude. You got to see that guy pitch. Even if you're not much of a baseball fan, that's the kind of guy that you pay to go see. So when he's on TV, he is must watch. You know what I mean? So it's going to be a lot of fun tonight. Our heads will be on a swivel. I'll have all my iPads going on again tonight with all the games. So we won't miss out on it. Obviously, I have to record it when I get home and all that good stuff. Hey, remember, tomorrow we got a hell of a day, especially after today. So it's back-to-back hell of a days for us. Tomorrow we're double-dipping, okay? Tomorrow we're going to be at Toyota of Hollywood from 10 to 12. And then we'll be over at Hialeah Park from 2 to 5 tomorrow. So if you want to visit us in Broward, 10 to 12, while we're at Toyota of Hollywood. And if you want to visit us in Dade, we'll be at Hialeah Park 2 to 5 in the afternoon. And obviously here, we'll be here for a couple of hours also. So you can catch us here too on the program. So big day today, man. ODing today on sports. It's a beautiful thing. Omar Lopez is the first guy in the house. He says, kick some Celtics ass tonight. Gus 1388 says, good afternoon, everybody. The president is in, Alexa V. Hialeah Bread is in. Alex Diaz, Clifton Wellman, Robert Triana, James Roman, Matthew Walker. Alex Opelia says, hey, oh, I just heard now that D. Wade said that even if they win the chip, that they would have to cart him out of the building. D. Wade and Pat Riley legends. Even if they win the chip. Oh, you mean the championship. I see. That they would have to cart him out of the building, D. Wade and Riley legends. Are you talking about like Riley's retirement? That's a great question. I have no idea what will happen if they retire. Because I almost feel like Riley wants to build one more champion and then get the hell out. So I think he would go to the West Coast and retire. I'm pretty sure of that. If he wins one more, once he leads the team to another championship, I think he's out of here. I mean, let's hope he leads the team to a championship. I don't know about this year, but you know, down the line, it would be nice. Ian from Brooklyn says, let's get it, Big O. Damn right. Drew Boo, let me see, what else do we have here? So happy I'm off to work because of my surgery. Feeling blessed. Well, good for you, Drew Boo, man. Way to go, baby. Lewis Bryant says, ATL checking in. Oh, watch some cut-ups of Solomon Kinley. The dude is a beast. He ragged all of Bill's D linemen. That's what the Finns have been missing since the Incognito and Heller types. Love it. Yeah, I mean, and they're young, and we have to give all these guys time to develop. But we're already seeing some good things, which is pretty amazing from the offensive line to be seeing the returns that quickly. You know what I'm saying? Let's see. Getting in my Inter gear from the Fanatics. They had a great sale. There you go. There you go. What else? Anyway, so we got a bunch of things to talk about tonight. We got the Heat and the Celtics tonight, and it's really about mindset tonight for the Heat. And it's a mindset that you got to go in aggressive, and you've got to play the game the right way from the beginning, okay? Because that's what they don't do. They end up falling behind, and then they've got to come back, and it's worked for them. But last time, Boston brought it. And now, see, the thing is, what's happened to the Miami Heat, believe it or not, the competition's gotten stronger. And if you thought Milwaukee was the better team, they're not. Boston's the better team than Milwaukee. Milwaukee has the number one player. But they don't have a better team than Boston. They're not deeper than Boston. Boston has more options than Indiana, more options than Milwaukee. So Miami played well in the first two games, came back, showed a lot of character in those comebacks. But in game three, it didn't work out for you. Now you've been able to sit on it for a couple of days, which is what the coach wanted. He wanted to see you guys, see how you respond to something like this. You know what I'm saying? And so now you look at this situation, they've got to come out aggressive right from the get-go. They can't go trailing 10, 15 points because, you know, the time is mounting on you. The minutes are mounting on you. So you've got to be tired. And at least you had a nice stretch here where you had a couple of days off, which you haven't had in a while, right? And they've been fortunate that they've ended their series early where they've gotten some rest in between these series. And now they're getting, again, rest in this series, which is huge. So the job for Miami, it's not that you gotta do something different in the game plan or anything like that. No, you just got to come out aggressive right from the get-go. Play great defense right from the get-go. Play great offense right from the get-go. You take the lead. You set the pace. You put the pressure on the Celtics. Look, the Heat lose tonight. The series is not over. It's just a three-game series now. That's all it is. They've got a great chance of winning it still. But you've made it that much harder for you now. You win tonight. Now you put the Celtics in a position where they've got to beat you three out of the next four games in order to win it. That's pretty tough to do. You know what I mean? So that's where you've got to kind of play this game the right way. No, I'm sorry. Wait, they got to beat you three straight, not three out of four. My math is bad. Tonight's the fourth game. So you win this game, you put them at 3-1, they've got to beat you three straight. That's impossible almost. I mean, not impossible, but you know what I mean. I don't believe if Miami goes up 3-1 on Boston, I don't believe they're going to lose three straight. I don't believe they're going to pull a Clippers or anything like that. I just don't. Miami has way more character. They're much more dedicated right now. I'm not telling you they have more talent than the Clippers, but they obviously are more focused than the Clippers. So tonight, it's about changing the style of play. No, not the style of play. Tonight, it's about changing the attitude. And the attitude that you normally have in the second half, you need it in the first half. You need it from the second of the tip. Send the message to the Celtics that you are going to take over this game tonight, that you are going to set the pace of this game, that you are going to put them in a box, put them in a corner, beat them, and send the message, hey, we're up 3-1, we're better than you. Yeah, you got the last game, but let's remind you who's the better team in this series right now. And that's what you do by winning tonight. That's what you do by playing aggressive tonight. That's what you do by setting the tone tonight. That's what you have to do. It's all about the tone, not about the game plan, not about telling one guy to do this or one guy or Jimmy's got to be aggressive early, aggressive late. It's none of that. It's not about Bam being aggressive. It's about the team going out there and attacking the Celtics right from the get-go. You do that, you set yourself up 3-1, you control this series from here on out. So it'll be fun to see what happens tonight between those two, as I'm sure we'll all be watching. I cannot wait. 786-322-1105 if you want to get in on the text line. That's 786-322-1105 if you want to get in on the text line. You can also reach out to us on Twitter. That's at Big O Show. Follow us there as always, because you know that thing's like a 24-hour talk show. It is always going on. Isis says, Jimmy Butler has to have a strong start and the rest of the team will follow suit. We need Jimmy buckets. Everybody. It's not just a Jimmy thing. Everybody's got to be aggressive. It's about aggressive on the defensive side of the court, aggressive on the offensive side of the court. Listen, if Jimmy's aggressive early on by getting others involved, that's good enough too. I don't care how you do it. it doesn't really have to be Jimmy scoring a lot. Not if you get Duncan involved early, and not if you get, you know, Tyler and Bam and all these guys scoring, and Crowder, all that, and obviously Dragon. If Jimmy can focus on defense and facilitate, it can work that way too. It doesn't have to be so obvious that, oh no, Jimmy has to take over and score. He's not really a scorer. You know what I mean? He can score, but he's not really a scorer. And so I don't know if you want to put him necessarily in that position. I think he just has to kind of let the game come to him in a way where if he can drive and get some buckets and get some fouls, then you do it. But if they double team you and all those things, then he has to then set other guys up. And those guys, what do they got to do? They got to hit the shots. So I don't know if it's really, like I told you, it's not really about game plan. It's not about changing what you do. It's just really an attitude change that has to happen tonight. You cannot go into that game half-ass at the start of it. And then all of a sudden, desperation sets in because you're trailing by double digits. That can't happen. Okay? I mean, it's possible to do it again and come back, of course. Everything is possible. But if Boston smells blood again, that's what they're going for tonight. And they're, bet your ass that they have sat for the last couple of days. I don't think they've gotten fat heads. I think they fed off of what they did the other night. And they said, we got to do this again because this is how we'll even up the series. And then we could take the next step. That's what they're thinking. 786-322-1105. If you want to get in on the program, we're coming to you live, baby, from VSS West Pines, 12397 Pembroke Road. Come on by and say hi. And we'll be out here for a couple of hours. You doing all right, Bill?
Yeah, what you were talking about last night, the thing about it is watching the Yankees, because I was first in on the Marlins. I think it was to like 6-1 in the fifth, sixth inning. Yeah. So I went hard on the Yankees. And thankfully on ESPN, boom, and they were doing split shots. And I'm, of course, keeping track of what the Phillies are doing. And you see the Phillies lose the first game and then that second game.
Walk off.
And, no, but the thing is, the errant throw in the seventh to allow them to tie. And then in extra innings, another errant throw to first, and they go up 7-6. And I'm like, are you kidding me? We're going to have two errant, and that's why Philly's going to. But thankfully, they did pull it off. They took two hits, two losses, 8-7. But it isn't just watching the Marlins. Got to, you know, we're in the playoffs. You got to be watching everybody, man.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah, I was watching some of that too last night, but I was just amazed at what happened? Huh?
He just wants to know when we're going to break.
Oh.
Okay. You know, it could be, you know, 15, 20, 30, 40, 50. Okay. But this guy, he'll run amok.
Is that for me or something? From the Dominican Republic? Oh, that's, let me see. Thank you. I sent to me from the Dominican Republic. Who's our boy from the Dominican Republic? I forgot now that he's always on the board. I'm not sure if it's Alex. I'd be lying to you if I told you the name now because I'm brain farting because there's so many of you. Let's see what we got here from the DR. Okay, the envelope, please. Let me see.
And the winner is?
Wow. James in the DR. James, dude. I appreciate it, brother. Like, this is a different kind of super chat. Thank you, sir. Wow. That is very nice of you, my man. I don't know what to say, to be honest with you. James says, first, thanks to Jose at VSS West Pines for his help to getting you this. With my risk factors, I have been sheltered at home for 6 months, and my company computer does not allow me to subscribe to your show. My super chat in memory of the late comedian David Brenner, who I had the pleasure of waiting on during my 1 year in his career at Bayside, who left a final request that 100 in small bills be placed in his left socks, just in case tipping is recommended where I'm going. Mr. Brenner was a good tipper. On that note, please accept the included tip for the service you and your team provide. It keeps me in touch with home, and right now, that is priceless. James in the DR. Wow, James, that is, again, too kind, my brother. I appreciate you. I can't say enough about that, man. That is very nice of you to support the show like you guys do with the Super Chat all the time. And that is, I can't say enough, James. You know what, James? I can't wait till this crap is over so we can go to the Dominican Republic and hang out and have a presidente. You know what I'm saying, bro? I'm looking forward to that. So hopefully we'll be able to do that down the line, and that is very nice of you, man. Too nice. Too nice, James. I don't know if we deserve it, man. Wow. That is that's awesome. That's strong on your part, James. Appreciate that, man. That is good. Oh, man. Wow. Yeah, you've left me floored, James. Thank you, sir. That was very nice. I'm sure also Bill appreciates it, too. That is awesome.
Speechless, man.
To go to those
amazing
extremes.
Thank you. Yeah.
The extremes you guys go to, you know, from bringing us an AC to, you know, Dougie Fresh, whatever, the Devo helmet, the shirts, the masks you guys have sent us, the
Darth Vader Rush lunch box,
you know, all this.
Star Wars shirts.
Yeah, I mean, Star Wars shirts. From Ray, I mean,
Vicky's, brownies,
everything. By the way, where's John Rouse at? I haven't seen John Rouse on the board the last couple of days. Speaking of brownies and an AC,
Vicky's.
That's right. He also brings little Vicky's. You guys are awesome, man. Thank you so much. Really, really, really blessed. That is fantastic. John Santos says, Miami Heat, Inter-Miami win tonight and the Dolphins win tomorrow. I don't like baseball, but I will root for the Marlins in spirit. There you go, John. I like it. James says, Heat got to stop those turnovers, must come out focused. That's what it's all about, bro. It's a different focus that you got to have tonight. Tonight you got to have desperation from the first second. And part of that is aggressive offensively, aggressive defensively, and like you just said, smart. Don't turn over the ball. If you don't turn over the ball and you stay away from that stuff, you're going to put yourself in a great position to win this game once again. It's not that part is not hard. The execution part of it, obviously, at that level is incredibly difficult. But changing the mindset, it's not that hard. You know, it's an attitude that we all have for anything that we want to tackle. If we wake up in the morning and we just say, well, I feel lazy, I don't feel like doing it. But if you wake up in the morning, you say, damn it, I'm going to do this and I'm going to clean the garage. And you're going to do it. But if you wake up in the morning with the attitude of, hey, you know, my back is a little stiff today. You know, I didn't sleep that much the last couple of nights. You know, I'm going to rest. I'm going to relax. And you do nothing. You hang out and you watch television all day. But then you get up that moment where you're like pissed and motivated, and you say, "No, I got to wash my car today. I gotta clean out the garage. That's what the Heat have to do tonight. Tonight they've got to walk in saying, "We got to bring it from the first minute," instead of waiting to the second half and you've struggled the entire first half. And then now in the second half, you're down by 10, 12, 15, and now you get motivated that you got to get back into it because you got two quarters left to do it. That attitude cannot exist today. It cannot. Big O, do you think the Marlins have a chance with our starting pitching? We have three good pitchers, Sandy, Sixto, Pablo. Do you think maybe we can steal a series from a team if pitching is on point. Yes. Yes. Yes, I do. They got a shot at stealing a series if they get in. More than that, I can't really ask for more than that. I'm not expecting them to advance. Okay? I'm going to do the same thing with the Heat. I expected the Heat to get to the second round. I openly said it many times all throughout the year. I thought that's where it would end for them this year. I thought that was the max of this team. Okay? And they surpassed that. Right now, for the Marlins, I didn't even think playoffs. So if they make the playoffs, that's more than enough for me. If they somehow, dude, if they get past a round, oh, my Lord.
We were talking about it would just be nice to be involved right up until the last week of the season. Here we are, man.
Yeah,
we're actually holding.
No, last we're weekend.
In. We're in.
Last week. Well, not
we're,
yet.
You know what? We're holding. We're
not
number
yet.
Two
not yet.
In the division.
They lose every game the way rest of the way, and Philadelphia wins three of them. It's over. Okay? So, you know what I mean? So, let's not. It's they're not in yet. But let's
you know
hope,
what I'm hoping?
Let's hope so by the end of the weekend they're in.
I'm hoping that the Yankees have it signed, sealed, and delivered and are doing nothing in those last three games. And just, you know what I mean?
Right, of course.
Because if the Yankees take out the – you know, I'm not going to be happy, bro.
Right.
I'm not going to be happy.
All right, I get it. I get it. 786-322-1105 if you want to get in on the text line. That's 786-322-1105 if you want to get in the text line. Let's see what else I was going to tell you about here on the program. The other game, obviously, tonight that is huge is the Inter-Miami squad taking on the New York Red Bulls at Inter-Miami CF Stadium. I can't wait for the game tonight. I'm so freaking pumped about it. Because it's fun watching an expansion team grow, you know. Higuain is not going to play tonight. But the New York Red Bulls is not necessarily a good team. Their strength is at the center backs. Parker and Long are like their main guys, but everything else is young. It's unproven. It's not something that really scares you, to be honest with you. So, overall, Miami has a chance at winning and picking up 3 points, which could catapult them into the playoff picture now. They're only a point out of the playoff picture as it is. So, 3 points obviously gets them into that mix. You know what I mean? And I'm not breaking any news. I'm not telling you it's going to happen. But I kind of get the feeling that you get Higuain on Sunday against Philadelphia, who's really good. And if you could... If you get Higuain, now all of a sudden you have a chance to beat any team in the league. Okay? Any team in the league. Inter Miami is actually coming into this game favored by half a goal. The over and under is 2.5 goals. I'm going to go with the over here. And I'm telling you, take Inter Miami. Take Inter Miami. They're going to win tonight. And you know, they've picked up their first win. They've picked up their first road win, their first road tie. They're unbeaten at home. I don't know if you – do you know that? Do you know that Inter Miami is unbeaten at home? They have yet to lose at home.
Who would have thunk it?
Okay, so that's another thing that maybe you want to also lay a little wood on Inter Miami tonight because they are unbeaten at home. I believe they have 2 wins, 2 ties, I think, is how it is at home, which is, okay, not bad. You're 2-0-2 at home. You got a chance to win tonight. You go 3-0-2 at home. That's pretty good because they played most of their games away, actually. You know? So not bad. If you look at it, it's not a bad situation for tonight. So let's hope that Inter Miami can pull out the victory tonight against the New York Red Bulls. Like I told you, Inter favored by half a goal. The over and under is 2.5. Inter is -128 tonight. Red Bulls are +326 tonight. The draw is +265. So that is the spread, as they say, going into the game tonight. Premier Reviewer says, Big O, sorry I haven't been around as of late, but I'm in the middle of a new chapter in my life, and I've been enjoying it. But I do want to say thanks for the great content. Well, first of all, dude, happy for you that it looks like you're really happy in your new chapter in your life. That's the most important part, my brother. And you guys never have to apologize for not being around. I get it. You have a life at times. It can't be around all the time. And, you know, we haven't come up with the listen live button where you can just listen and you can, like, shut everything down and you can surf on your phone and all that. Here, you got to actually watch it unless I think it's you have YouTube premium. Then you can minimize it and you can still listen. But at the moment, hey, listen, if you can catch up on the podcast, I appreciate it. If you can come on out here and visit our sponsors at VSS West Pines, I appreciate it. However it is that you can support our show, thank you, and thank you for checking in, my brother. I'm glad that everything is going well for you. That's actually really, really cool. You know what I mean? Happy for you in that sense. Nothing wrong with that. I wish everybody the best. It's always better that way, man. So we got all of that going on. Lakers last night. Well, guess what? We got back in the win column. Okay? Didn't take long. We had a rough weekend in basketball. But I told you last night to take the Nuggets plus 6.5. And the Nuggets didn't need the 6.5 because they kicked the Lakers' ass. I know the Lakers stormed back and made it interesting, but then the Nuggets hit the big shots. Jamal Murray said, F you, I'm ending this. And he did. 114 to 106 to make a 2-1 series. So obviously we got the win last night, plus 6.5. I did like the over. I did not go with it, but I talked a little bit about it last night. I probably should have gone with it because they've hit the over in, I believe it's two out of the three games so far in this series. Yes, that's exactly it. Two out of the three games, they've hit the over. So we'll see. Right now, the over again, it was 214 last night. It's 215 right now. Lakers are favored by 6. Anyway, let me give you my picks for tonight. Celtics are favored by 3. The over and under is 210.5. You know where I'm going here. I'm going with the dog. I'm riding the dogs here. Why do you think I have a winning record? Because Vegas has given too many points. Constantly. Miami, Milwaukee, Denver in the last series, Boston Celtics, when they weren't favored, I was winning with them. It's happened in the last couple of months, whether it's been regular season or now in the playoffs, I've been taking advantage and taking the dog and won a lot already. And I'm going to do that again tonight. I'm going to take the Heat plus 3. I'm not touching the over and under because this is also a game that could get down and dirty defensively, and I could see a game where both teams shoot crappy. I really can see that. So I'm afraid of the 210.5. Of course, they can go over. And if it's a bad shooting night, they can go under. I don't have a lot of conviction on it. I had more conviction on the over last night, actually, than tonight messing around with it. But I love the Heat plus 3. I think the Heat are going to play their asses off tonight. I really do. I think Eric Spoelstra did a nice job over the last couple of days of hammering through what they need to do. And those guys respond to him. So I'm going to go Miami plus 3 tonight. Okay? We are now back up to double digits at 35-25-1. Against the spread, and we intend on winning tonight. And just in case you don't listen tomorrow, I'm going Denver plus 6. I can already tell you that. I mean, why would I give the points? You understand Denver has stayed within the points 2 out of 3 games also. Okay? I told you they've hit the over 2 out of 3 games. Denver has stayed in that number 2 out of 3 times. They've only lost to the number 1 time. And that was the first game that they got blown out. Last two games, AD had to win it at the end with that shot by 2. And they easily won with the points. And now, last night, they easily won with the points because they won the damn game. So, there you go. So, right now, I'm going to take Miami plus 3 tonight, Denver plus 6 tomorrow night. But we'll do this again tomorrow just in case there are any changes or anything that goes on with the line. We'll start doing all of that. Drew Boo says, I hate garage cleaning. I know that's why you need that oomph, that motivation to clean that garage. I'm with you. All right, 786-322-1105. Let's take a break. It's the bottom of the hour. We're at VSS West Pines, baby, 12397 Pembroke Road. Come on by. Say hi. Mention my name, 20% off. All right, back with more right here on the Big O Show.
Hey, it's Big O. For all of your family dental needs, please reach out to Moody's Dental. I've known Eric for a while, a big fan of our show. Call him at 305-821-0231. Whether it's you or your kids that need some dental help, whether it's implants, Invisaligns, they are the experts. Or if you're just looking to fill a cavity or clean your teeth or maybe even get a crown, you are going to love the professionalism, the family-like atmosphere. And of course, when you talk about being clean, that's what it's all about in today's society. You are going to go to an extremely clean place. Go to moodiusdental.com. Go to the website. Follow them on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Moody's Dental. Tell them that Big O sent you, 305-821-0231, or go to moodiusdental.com.
Are you tired of watching the same old travel videos on the internet? Well, then check out MikeNoGoZones.com. A travel documentary that's breaking barriers. I go to the places that the media tells you to fear, where no one else dares to go. Baltimore, Opa-locka, south side of Chicago, and more. Go to MikeNoGoZones.com.
Hey, it's Big O. For all of your CBD, THC, or hookah needs, you got to get on down to VSS West Pines at 12397 Pembroke Road. Yes, they have got legal THC. You've got to check it out. And they've got, of course, when it comes to CBD, flower, tinctures, edibles, for all kinds of reasons, whether it's pain, stress, anxiety, you name it. And don't forget, when you mention my name, you'll get 20% off. Tell the boys out there that I told you to get on down to VSS West Pines, 12397 Pembroke Road, and call them 954-613-3367. Legal THC, CBD, all of your hookah needs. You go to VSS West Pines.
It's a buyer's market at Toyota of Hollywood. Over 1,500 Toyotas on the ground, and truckloads just keep on coming. Now pay up to 50% less. 2020 Camry, not $29,000, $17,775. 2020 Corolla, not $22,000, $13,775. Buy a new 2020 Toyota with zero down and 0% financing, or we'll make your payments till 2021 at Toyota of Hollywood, the number one volume Toyota dealer on 441 between Hollywood Boulevard and Sheridan Street.